It is World Ocean Day, and while it's always World Something Day, or week, or month, the oceans do seem, you know, rather important. So, sustainability expert and presenter Fionnuala Moran is back now to tell us just why it's so important. What are we doing to look after it? Are we looking after enough? I presume the answer is no. Fionnuala, thanks for doing this. How are you?
My pleasure. Everything's better down where it's wetter under the sea, Jen. Or it will be when we're done with it anyway.
Okay, let's start at home. How healthy are the seas around Ireland? And what do we know about how much people, do people actually care around Ireland? What do you think?
We do care, which is absolutely fantastic. There's a new Red Sea poll out today from Fair Seas. They're a brilliant Irish advocacy group here doing loads of brilliant stuff for our seas and oceans. And they are saying that the majority of people, 77% of us, agree that restoring the seas and ocean will protect marine biodiversity and help to tackle climate change. That study has also shown that it's really popular politically. Lots of people are saying they'd vote for someone who is going to prioritise that in the government as well. I think that was 3/4 of us.
Okay.
They said it must be a priority for the government. But we do think that the seas have gotten less healthy over the last little while. That's a third of us think they've gotten worse, and I'm sure if anyone is sea swimmers, they'll have seen like different beach warnings. Some of the popular swimming spots are kind of closed down over the summer or have lost their blue flags, and our rivers are in bits as well, and they're obviously flowing into the sea. So a lot of good with
so
a lot of
the
bad.
So how bad is the big picture?
The big picture's not great. So we can improve it, and a lot of our attention is turning to it now because we're only realising how important all of this is. But all sorts of different things, like our weather systems, we're being very well protected by some of the extremes by the weather systems we're experiencing here, which is fantastic. Other parts of the world are not enjoying that kind of protection that we have at the moment. And then things like microplastics, which is an absolute plague, is going to be such a big issue. Those are some of the things that are not going so well.
Okay, not great. Is anyone with real power doing anything about it?
Yes, so there's really positives on this regard. There was a historic UN treaty. This has been in the works basically my entire life. It's about 30 years of all of these different politicians and people coming together to get this over the line. And it happened this year, only about a month ago. So that's going to set out that 30% of our high seas are protected by 2030. And the high seas, like the ocean itself, takes up 71% of the globe. Mm-hmm. It was our original home. I think it was back in the Devonian period. A casual 400 million years ago, we remember it well.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
When the first tetrapods crawled up onto the earth and we started making our homes and making radio stations and whatever else we've created now.
All downhill from there.
Exactly. But yeah, so basically that's huge. I think at the time Michael D said it was a gain for the future of humanity, and it's absolutely fantastic. So previously only 1% of our high seas were protected, and that led to dumping, overfishing. We've seen things like superbeds dredging up the seabed, all these massive trawlers, and that's a massive carbon sink. So far, the oceans have protected us from a lot of the warming because they absorb all of the carbon that's going up into the atmosphere, and that's protecting us again from huge extremes in weather. So they're being a lovely cushion for a lot of the anthropological climate change that's happened so far, but we need to treat them better if we want us to keep protecting us.
Okay. Take us back to our own little patch here. What groups are actively trying to help here in Ireland?
So Fair Seas that I've mentioned, they're
Fair
fantastic.
Seas.
So
Fair Seas.
If you follow them on Instagram, they'll kind of do a lot of the work for you, which is brilliant. So they'll let you know when there's any good petitions going on to sign. Like one of the really positive things we saw here was basking sharks getting protection. We previously hunted them into oblivion around Ireland, and now as of 2022 they're protected, so they were sharing all the petitions about that, which was brilliant. They were also sharing the great news that a hope spot has been designated in Ireland. There's only 148 of these in the world, and other glorious places like the Galapagos Islands are among them. So this is the Greater Skellig's Coast, excuse me, that's all the way from Kenmare Bay down to Loop Head in Clare, and that's beautiful for seabirds, puffins, gannets, whales, dolphins, porpoises. That's a really important place that's been recognised globally now as so important for the ecosystems that
okay.
we have in our oceans. So they're looking after that. Seal Rescue Ireland are a really cute one if kind of nature is the reason why you'd like to be protecting the seas more. They're looking for volunteers to rescue seal pups that might get a little bit lost along the way as they're finding their
are
flippers
they really?
This year.
I want to be a volunteer and rescue sea pups.
January Winters, who is a DJ here, she's one of their volunteers. So she goes around and rescues seal pups whenever there's a call out. So really cool thing to do if you have a car and you can go off and get them wherever they need to be got. There's a few little training days you have to do. So that's a really cool one to do as well. Flossie and the Beach Cleaners is an amazing student. She's going around and getting all of these different corporations and everyone else involved in beach cleanup. So taking all of the mess that we leave maybe after a nice sunny day out, or some of the stuff that gets washed up on shore, she's going around collecting that, and she's found mad stuff. After one of the storms, she found a trampoline on the side of the beach. So like, that's how mental some of this pollution can be. And then Awave are a really cool athleisure brand in Ireland. They're making clothes out of plastic removed from the environment, and also donating all of the profits for the first 2 years to ocean cleanup as well. So yeah, there's some of them.
I think the council needs to do more as well. There's so many gorgeous beaches around Dublin especially, and they don't have any facilities for toilets
or even outdoor showers. Do you ever see those on the beaches in France to get the sand and everything off you so it's not all over the place?
I mean, the weather with global warming is getting better, and you see it, and there's no bins, there's nowhere to go to the toilet, and you see dirty nappies. I mean, it's just an absolute disgrace. I think what we can do in the interim is everybody just needs to clean up after themselves and
100%.
Bring their rubbish with them and not be giving out about bins. But we need to cop on and get some toilets around these beaches in Ireland.
Yeah, or else the sea will be a toilet. And that's another thing. I know that any sea swimmers, like, I used to live by the seaside. I miss it terribly now. I live a little bit more inland. But you'd always see sewage warnings and you're like, oh God, what am I swimming in the rest of the time if it's only bad enough to tell us today? So,
what beach would you be inclined to, if I said you have to go for a sea swim, where would you go?
I am the most proud Bray woman you will ever meet in your life. Bray all the way.
Okay, Bray all the way. Interesting. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of really good groups around Ireland doing a lot of stuff. But if people want to donate, or if they just want to adapt their, if they not just donating, but adapt their daily lives, what can we do, Fionnuala? What can we do to help the ocean?
Yeah, if you were looking at, say, maybe your skincare routine, there's other deadly Irish companies that are doing cool stuff there. The Sea Body is, they've beautiful, beautiful products, but they're handpicking Irish seaweed, and they're the first Irish brand to receive the Positive Luxury Butterfly Mark. So that's like the best practice sustainability award that you can get. So that's fantastic. If you've ever been out to Voya and you want to feel like a silky mermaid, they have seaweed baths in Strandhill and Sligo. So it's just one way to become a bit more of a mermaid, appreciate the sea a bit more, get in tune with nature. If you're looking towards your washing, you can get a guppy bag. So microplastics are a huge, huge issue in the sea. Any of our clothes now, I think about 75% of clothes that are made at the moment are made from synthetic fibres. So this is your polyesters, your nylons, and they're essentially plastics. So they're derived from fossil fuels, which is keeping the main thing the main thing. Peeling ourselves away from fossil fuel reliance is what we need to do. So opting for natural fibres instead is a really good way to go about stopping the problem at source. But because we all have wardrobes full of all of these synthetic materials at the moment, a guppy bag is a thing that you put your washing in it, and then when you put it in the washing machine, it stops all of the microplastics when they get all abrasion and shedding happening in the machine. It stops it going back into the ocean. So we know then when it gets into the ocean, because the filters in our washing machines aren't strong enough to catch it. The fish eat it up, especially the bottom feeders and the mollusks. If you are a seafood fan, beware of those. They tend to contain the most microplastics that get back into our body systems and everything else. Huge looming health crisis there, unfortunately. But we've already seen it in human blood, breast milk, and even placentas. That's how far the microplastics have gotten. So really worrying.
Where does one get a guppy bag?
You can get them almost any, I think even the supermarkets now I've seen stocking them, which is fantastic.
That's amazing.
But any of the health food stores around the place have them as well. Brilliant shops.
That's a really good tip. I like that. I'll take that on board. Beachawards.ie have a full list of blue flag beaches in Ireland. It's so handy to check if the water is clean, especially on holidays. Also, as an avid sea swimmer, I always say to people to also check the current and the tide times on beaches so that you're also safe while swimming. Very, very good point. I think we're all going to go and get a guppy bag. Have you a guppy bag, Etna? No. Have you a guppy bag, Graham? No.
Of
course he does. Fionnuala, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us about World Ocean Day. Hopefully we've given you food for thought and, you know, educated everybody a little bit more as to what we can do. But any good resources, if people want them, they can check out?
Yeah, I think Fair Seas Ireland is a fantastic one. But if you want sort of really hopeful things, the recent documentary Ireland's Wild Islands, Owen Warren was sailing down the west coast of Ireland, and it was one of the best shot things I've ever seen on TV. It was spectacular. But also just to see the nature that Ireland supports, it would make you go above and beyond for it. And yeah, I think following any of those people that we mentioned as well on social media is a great way to go.
Seal rescue. I'm going to be a seal. I'm going to rescue little puppies out there. That's my vocation. I love it.